Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast Monday. It's actually not Monday when we're recording because this is a bonus round, just so you know. But we are sitting in our living room and we have a whole living room full. Well, not literally full, but it's full enough with all of us chatting.
Hey, Macy.
We're currently talking to our podcast people.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
She always does that. We need to move her seat.
I get so excited about all the people.
So, Robbie Page here. Welcome to my podcast. This is going to be a funny chick podcast. So let me introduce to you who is with us today.
Haley Baxter.
Callie Atwood.
Samantha Baird.
Danielle Perkins.
And Melissa Jeffreon.
And you guys know that one of your biggest requests to us was a just chick chit chat. Mm-hmm. Say that real fast three times.
Chick chat.
Chick chat.
Chick chat.
Chick chat.
Chick chat.
Chick chat.
Chick
chat.
Chick chit.
Chick
chat.
And that's our guest.
We have a guest, Samantha Baird.
Chick. Put your earphones in. Put your kids away.
Yeah, put your kids away when I'm here. Sorry. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
The last podcast, I think, was rated double R. Yeah, so we're going to need you to just make it R.
I listened to it.
It wasn't double R?
It was not a double R. We've had worse than that.
Okay, good. It wasn't a double R.
Yeah. Well, it's just explicit.
Well, we don't have any questions today. Yeah. We're just going to be chit-chatting. And over on the other side, which if you're listening to us on podcast, you either already watched us on YouTube Live. Hello, YouTube Livers!
Hello.
You guys, well, really it's Thursdays at 3. We go live on YouTube every Thursday at 3 and record our podcast. However, today's a bonus because today's Tuesday. But if you have text me... goodness.
Are you okay?
If you have texted me at some point, 940, write this down, grab a pen, hurry. 940-242-5443. Then you got a text from me a little bit ago that said, hey, surprise, girl, surprise, we're doing a bonus round. And that is the girls that we're talking to that are watching us live. Hello, Macy.
Hi.
Hello, Jolene. Hello, Gail. Hello, Amy. I can't see all the names from here. I'm 49 years old. So anyway, here we are, girls, doing a bonus round.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite things to do. It really, truly is. So I have one question I want to start off with. I did come with ulterior motives, by the way.
No doubt. Okay. No doubt.
I did. Let's start with a very controversial topic.
I love that. Okay, go.
Let's do it.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah.
Love it.
It is.
Love it.
It's what?
Is there a 3 weeks away? Valentine's?
Well, the controversy always is that women sit back and wait for our husbands to provide Valentine's. When I say no, sis, you do Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So love it or leave it. Talk about it.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I love any reason to celebrate for one.
True.
That's not why you love it.
Why do I love it? Because I get...
Do you get Louis Vuitton earrings?
Because, I get presents. And who doesn't love presents?
Do you want to talk about your presents?
We can. If
I wouldn't say that was a present.
That's true.
She bought those for herself.
That's true.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's true.
I did.
For hard work.
Hard work. That was good work.
Especially, when he's a little tipsy.
I mean, we did just talk about blowjobs in the last podcast.
We did. Yeah. We did talk about blowjobs. Yes.
Yeah.
So love it or leave it. Do you guys, I love Valentine's Day ever since I stopped believing that it was the man's job to make us happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And I think it's like anything you teach about. It's once you do, their heart opens up. Like last year, Brandon was like, don't do anything. I've got it all.
Yeah.
And that was the first time. And he made us dinner, all the things. Like I still
first
get
First time
gifts.
Since you've been married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been married for 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still got him gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't plan. But that's where it comes from. When you go first, then he follows. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's when you don't expect anything.
Yes.
You guys, if you don't expect anything, anything that they do is such a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I lived too much of my 26 years of marriage sitting back and waiting as if I was Judge Judy on what Brian was going to get me to see how I can decide if I love it or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was trying to think, what the heck did we do for Valentine's Day? I remember.
What? Tell us.
Yes, you did so good.
Last year?
Last year was like, Chase didn't even know what to say. He was so blown away.
Oh, I remember the sushi night.
We did sushi.
Yeah, I remember
that. Chase has asked me, this year we'll be married for 7 years. He's asked me to make homemade sushi.
Aww.
Like, I can't, and I'm just kind of out on that. And so.
I'm just kind of out on that.
So I thought, I don't know what to get him. Chase, he loves to cook. He loves doing all those type of things. So I went to H Mart, which is the Asian market.
I had no idea what you're talking about. Like, really not close.
No. Like,
it was a whole day of getting things.
Yes,
that
I had to.
Already? For Valentine's?
Yes.
Yes.
I had to drive to the Asian market like an hour away.
Is your fish going to be fresh?
Yes. I had to get all of the things. Like, I went legit.
No, she bought it in January and ate it in February. It was perfect.
This isn't for this.
No.
This
no.
Last year. You're going to eat that in February?
Last year, that's what I did.
Last year, that's what I did. I was like, I have issues with this.
Heck no. So I ordered all the sushi making kit, all the things. And then I also bought the little couples card. Melissa and I bought that from Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then you have questions you ask each other and everything. And he could not believe that we were making our own sushi.
I love that.
That was so cool that you guys did that.
Yeah,
he was shocked.
I mean, your sushi kit paid off for us, for
that
Riley's
is true.
Culinary project.
And now he has his own.
Yeah, and now he has his own. Haley, what about you? You're almost a bride.
I know. Aww. I've always loved Valentine's Day.
You have?
I mean, I love love, which sounds cheesy, but, and I love to celebrate people. I'm not a huge, like, I don't like receiving gifts. I'm so awkward when I receive gifts, but I love giving gifts,
yeah.
And gifting Reagan gifts is like gifting a kid candy.
That is a fact.
That is true.
It's like Buddy the Elf.
Yes.
He's like, that is like, a fact.
And even if he hates it, he's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And so it's so easy to celebrate him on any holiday. But I don't know what to do this year.
Yeah. Well, y'all are engaged, so this will be a new journey for you for Valentine's Day.
Because last year,
you got married on Valentine's Day. I already said that.
Listen.
And Reagan nicks that so quick.
Reagan said not in February.
He doesn't want to end. I mean, I think he wants time to plan and get his work settled and not be stressed about work while getting married. So.
Well, we're right in the middle of harvest at the farm, at the Weed Wives.
At the Weed Wives.
That's me. Hi, guys.
But yeah, no, that's exciting to see what you guys are going to do for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because he went above and beyond last year. I mean, we weren't really far into our relationship yet, and he bought, because I love flowers, like you can get me flowers for anything, and I'm set and stoned, and so he knew that, and he bought me, they're called, it's like flowers that stay flowers forever, and like this beautiful glass box.
Yeah. I remember I helped
and
him
I
with
still
that.
Have them. And they sit on my counter. And
wow, that was
you
last
still
year?
Have them?
They're still fresh. Like they're
and they're
now.
Real flowers?
Yes, and they smell so good. I guess they like preserve them a certain way to where they last.
What?
To send you all a picture.
It's like 3
okay.
and a, what's it called again?
Is it a kind of an L?
I remember
it's
that. Why do I feel like that was 5 years ago?
Okay. It's like a French name, I think.
Wow.
It's last Valentine's Day.
Y'all, last Valentine's Day was before the craziness that we've been under for almost a year.
I don't even remember what we did last Valentine's Day. Do you
know
anybody?
You know what? Brian and I at this point kind of just sit right there at that table and open a bottle of wine and have dinner. Because it seems like anywhere you go, you pay 3 times as much than you would on a normal.
Oh, I can't remember the last time like we went out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Now this year, I really want to have a Valentine's Day party.
Oh,
I know, and I don't know that I just want it to be all girls.
That will be so fun. You should totally do that.
I want to do couples. I want to hire like a violinist or like a Michael Bublé, Harry Connick kind of sound guy, and have a charcuterie and a wine night.
That'd be nice.
Callie, will you make my invitation?
Yeah. Can we be themed dressed up?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was inspired by you.
Thanks.
I was inspired by my honey bunny. Look at me. He's so handsome.
So cute.
Yeah, and they look exactly like that, like right now.
Listen, do you know?
That's crazy.
Do you know you're the luckiest girl on the planet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I sent him a picture earlier. I was walking right there. And I zoomed in on all his photos, and I was like, I could just stand here and stare at these.
Oh, Haley, I love that, because he's words of affirmation.
And I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Good job, Haley.
That makes me like, I'm still working on it. But I really, Samantha, I was inspired by our Christmas dinner that you hosted.
Thank you.
And it was cocktail attire, mm-hmm. and it was really nice. So I want to do my Valentine's party cocktail attire. Yes.
I love it.
I do.
Okay, I'll find a pink dress.
I'll start looking now.
Yes, me too.
I'm excited about it.
We'll start looking now.
Yeah, yes. And I really think I'm going to bring my Halloween party back.
You said that last year.
Hold on. This year was a little different.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. yes.
Well, this past year, remember yes. Coach Rogers asked us not to do
yes,
anything.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So I even canceled my Christmas party, but truth be known, I love parties.
Yes, mm-hmm. me too.
Okay, let's circle back around real quick. Did you guys say about Valentine's? Did you guys love it?
I love it. I love, so Jared's sense of humor is like the funniest thing to me, and we find humor in the same kind of jokes. So last year was my favorite one. I think we just had like a dinner at home with wine, mm-hmm. but he got me an aloe plant. Because the pot that it came in said, aloe you very much.
Hold on. So, can I say something?
Yes.
So if you guys don't know Jared and Danielle Perkins, Danielle Perkins gets the award for laughing at her husband the best.
Aw, thanks.
Like, Jared is legit funny. You laugh at him like we girls laugh in the office.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's cute.
That's Thanks. Admirable. Because I think, mm-hmm. I always tell women, you need to laugh at your husband more. Mm-hmm. You know, or laugh at his jokes, even though sometimes you're like, that's retarded. But, you know, like, whatever it is, laugh at the jokes. I just think you do a great job at that.
Thanks. I think you've helped me with that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because he's always so playful and fun, and that's not my normal self. So it was a couple years ago, and you said something to me about it, just very simple. And so it's like a conscious thing. Now it has like released something new in me.
Good.
So it is just natural. But for that first year or so, I feel like I had to like think about it. Like, don't shoot down his joking, fun self, you know.
He's
so
funny.
Well, I remember you telling me at the ranch the other weekend, like, just laugh at him more.
Yeah.
And so in the car, I was telling you this the other day, Reagan and I just got hooked on Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
And although I thought I was dying for my life, like, he was acting like he was a Formula One driver on the road. And I was like, just laugh at him. Like, I really love it. And I literally thought we were going to die, but I just kept laughing at him, and he just went with it.
Are you saying funny. Reagan was driving fast?
I know. They make fun of Reagan because he drives so slow.
What?
Oh no!
Have you ever ridden with Travis?
No.
Okay, so
he doesn't speed really. No, but yeah.
Reagan driving is when he's
making
following
the sounds,
Travis.
Like, you know, they tell That's him to box cute. And yes. like, the yeah. accent and everything, and he's like okay. swerving, and then he'll stop the stop sign and like gun it, and I was just like, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna laugh.
on my way to heaven,
laughing the whole way yeah. there.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to have to tell Travis that Reagan was driving the Formula One driver.
Okay.
Don't it.
Speaking of Formula One driving, let's talk about mm-hmm. shows. So Formula One on Netflix is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're rocky.
I love it.
Phenomenal. We've been talking about shows on the podcast the last few weeks. If you guys haven't watched Formula One on Netflix, it is really good. So my sister first reached out to me and told me to watch it. And we started it. And I actually think we were watching the wrong show. Because I thought, what the heck is this? And we got out. And then Reagan texted me and in our family feed and said, you guys have to watch Formula One. And we're obsessed with it.
It's so good.
We're obsessed with it too.
So good.
So y'all watch that if not. Let's talk about shows. So last time we brought up, I have to let you guys know, I am officially watching The Undoing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I'm obsessed. Literally. I think it's the attorney in me that I wanted to be an attorney.
Yeah.
That, Hugh Grant, what was his name?
Yeah, I don't know his name in the show.
Hugh Grant and the show, his attorney, that, remember in Scandal Days?
Yes.
I was Olivia Pope.
You're Olivia Pope.
That's his attorney. She's like that on the show. But Undoing.
I think she's even more hardcore.
I would agree.
Same lady?
No.
Oh, gosh, no. She's like hardcore.
Yeah. But I will.
The character lawyer. In the show.
The character
in the Undoing.
In The Undoing.
Have you seen this?
No, it's on HBO Max.
No.
Y'all, okay. It's really good.
I have not seen it.
Listen, either, you have to get past the little her face getting beaten in.
Yeah.
There's
with a sledgehammer?
With a sledgehammer.
But wait. But no. I like intense shows, Haley. Let me introduce it's you intense. To your mother-in-law. I like intense shows. I don't like murder shows. I don't like horror shows. But I like aggressive. Not intense. I like aggressive shows.
I would say intense. Let's go with keep with intense.
You would?
I like the word intense.
Did you like Scandal?
I like Scandal.
Okay, because there's a really bad scene in there.
I liked Scandal. Yeah. It was too much murder for me.
In like the...
I was probably done at like season four.
I was the only one that finished it.
I couldn't watch it. I fast forwarded that.
I just catch little pieces of it when I happen to watch it was little things.
Too much Travis blood for me.
Scandal?
He did? With Olivia Pope?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Brandon watched all of
Scandal. Watched all
he
of watched it.
And he was the only person I could talk to because they left me.
You can out. Always get Trav on a show. Okay. Even if it like sucks, he's like committed. He's
that's Brandon. Totally. Brandon's exactly the
you
same.
You have to he's, finish it.
Yeah, you have to finish it. Yeah.
Like, I feel that, well, if it sucks, I'm out.
I convinced him to watch Tiger King because I was like, everybody is talking about it. And then I that fell asleep. So he like power watched it or whatever that's called. Binge watched it. Yeah.
How old are you?
Well, I don't watch TV, power washed so I don't know.
Oh, wait, that's a drive-thru.
Power washed it.
So I convinced him to watch it, and then I fell asleep, so I didn't even know what happened.
Listen.
I was like, never mind,
totally
this sucks him out.
I am, like, in it to win it.
Yeah.
Even with, like, Jared's Last Chance You shows.
I fall asleep and I am in it for what happens to these kids.
And the next thing I know, he's sleeping and I'm watching Google. Three episodes.
Not me. If I get sleepy, I'm out.
I just Google. You can just Google what happens.
No,
I don't want to do
that. If it's too anxiety, if I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen in one of his shows, I just Google.
If I know somebody's watching, I will ask you all the questions I need to know if they die.
Yes, she will.
I need to know if they're going to survive because I don't want to get emotionally attached to you if you're just going to die in the next episode.
Melissa's issue is if it is a movie that someone dies, she is out.
I'm out on
She's
it.
Out.
That's
a lot of movies.
Spoiler alert. They killed Han Solo. I was done with Star Wars.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay. It's okay.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen
that. I'm going to tell Travis to watch The Undoing. I think he'll like it.
Oh, he would totally like it.
Yeah, I think he'll like it.
He would definitely like it.
Have you seen it lately?
The Undoing? No.
Okay.
She would like the flight attendant. She would like
the flight attendant. Oh, flight attendant?
I need to tell Travis about that one.
I don't think Travis would like the flight attendant.
Why?
Me and Brandon are watching Bridgerton.
I
don't
know about that, too.
He would not like that.
No. Oh, God.
She would not like Travis would not like it.
No.
Be like, hey, watch Bridgerton.
Bridgerton is Netflix.
Okay. I can do that one.
Yeah,
romantic novel.
However, just log into my HBO account.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. The problem with me watching shows is the minute it starts, I'm like, why did he say that? Well, how old is his son? Are they going to turn that light off back there?
You too.
Why are they filming like that? I hate when they do the circular filming and he's like,
shut up.
You and Melissa need to watch a show together.
I just want to know what happens. If you know what happens, and I need to know because I don't want to like, then I will ask you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you've seen it already and you don't want me to talk to you during something, don't tell me you've seen it.
Well, no.
Because I'll just go on I'll IMBD and find the answer myself if you don't know it.
Yeah,
so
it's fine. IMDb.
So what is IMBD?
Internet Movie Database.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I thought it was like a different thing for
GTS. No, it has every episode of every
Google
show.
That shit.
I was like, GTS,
Samantha,
GTS.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I don't know why you asked me to be on.
No, so Callie, Miss Showoff over here.
We brought
up the flight attendant, and she walked into the office today, and she's like, I already finished the flight attendant.
How long have you been out?
Okay, listen.
It's only like eight
I love my friends.
I've been watching eight episodes for 12
I cannot
weeks.
Watch shows with them. I can't.
Why?
Well, it's a bit like no. It has nothing to do with having a newborn, because I did this. What did we watch?
All of the shows.
I will binge until like 1 a.m. because I just, same. It ends and I think.
Same.
I won't.
I have to
see
what happens.
That's Travis.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
He will just be like, oh, I don't care.
Like Yellowstone.
I'm going to be so tired.
Jared and I
I can only take
like,
one
no
of those a week, people.
because you're the huzzy.
I mean, I make happy. Commercial break. Yeah. But I got one in me a week, okay?
You don't even want to know, Samantha's. Samantha's like rule of thumb.
I feel like I need a new show now because I watch all of
Yellowstone.
I don't want to pay for it, y'all.
Oh,
we, my gosh, we already, all of us did.
What is it, like $10?
No, here's the thing. I just want to know, like, am I in it to win
it? Yes. You like it. Chase will love it.
As good as The House of Ho, because if it's not,
I haven't seen
The House of Ho.
She's obsessed with Asians. Rich Asians.
She loves Rich Asians.
I love, and it's all about the wealthiest rich Asian family in Houston.
Haley, wait until we go to New York City together. Callie's like this.
She is like squirrel, and you just can't get her back.
And you, and she's like intense stare, and you go, oh, there's a rich Asian somewhere.
Rich Asian. Okay. We she's all get obsessed. Friend of the year for going to that movie with her.
Crazy, it was crazy.
Oh,
it was
awful. You still owe me.
I've seen it one time, I don't remember.
No, it was awful. And here's the thing. I felt bad for taking y'all.
Good, you should.
I'm like, this movie sucked.
We went
it was
you,
not
Callie.
As bad as Interstellar, though.
What do you think?
Oh,
it
see,
is
I couldn't
that,
finish
like,
that either.
And I will never get those 3 hours
like,
back.
It's the best that. Movie.
They're
keep telling me
like,
Riley.
So rich.
Listen, like if so, you like shows like that, you will not have the same
Chanel purse
taste in movies.
Decked out in Chanel. Yeah. Barely saying anything. Just like, just.
She's obsessed
just,
with rich
they're
Asians.
Just so poised.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed.
You would have loved
rich people.
My friend Joe.
Yeah, I'm probably. Obsessed with rich people.
So, yeah, there's a
people.
Show.
She's not. She's just obsessed with rich Asians.
Yeah, just rich
oh,
Asians.
I'm obsessed with rich people in
period.
General.
No, so this, it's a reality show of a them. Real family that lives in Houston.
Oh, okay.
But it's on HBO Max.
Do and I
then,
have that?
And then I said, that? What do they do? What did you guys say?
I don't know. They invest. Like the dad
no,
is constantly
something.
Investing.
What do they do? And you guys said something funny. I was like, no, for their money.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember what that was.
Anyway, it was fantastic. It was 8 episodes.
What is he investing in?
Businesses.
Maybe
just
I
Samantha
invest
Wilson.
In
no,
investment.
We've got our farms.
Okay, but y'all I should know. Watch it for just opening... The mom gets the sister and the sister-in-law. She's like, come on, let's go shopping in Dallas. And they get on their little private plane and
yes.
fly to
so
Dallas
shop for the day.
Yes, that's my goal is that I can
plane.
Do that in Chicago.
Yeah, that's what
and
they
New
do.
New York City.
Yeah.
Open.
And their wardrobe private. Is perfect.
I think
pretty amazing.
What's Liz saying? You
everybody
have to watch.
Is saying to watch
oh, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone
yes.
Hey, I will.
Do I
you
did are, watch Yellowstone.
You are kicked okay. off podcast
and
until you watch
good news, it's 30 episodes because it's 3 seasons.
30.
Of 10.
I'll have it watched by next week.
Can I tell you? Listen,
it's 3.
Brian and I binged watched Yellowstone.
So,
yeah. It's uh-huh. rare you get Brian Page to watch
that is true.
Anything.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
We and we
I
all
would
liked
it again.
I could watch it.
I have no doubt that it's good. I'm not doubting y'all. That's good. But when I think in my brain, I thought, oh, I can just see where it's at on all these things that I subscribe to.
Yeah.
Where can I watch it? And
it's
I thought,
not
no.
in
what the
of
heck,
them.
Man?
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm annoyed because I do have the Paramount Channel. And on the day after Christmas, they started playing them from episode 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the way through. Yep. But when I started watching, it was episode 2.
Oh,
and I was like,
you have
oh,
to see episode
exactly.
One.
That's why she just backed out of it.
So I just backed out and didn't watch any of it.
Are you meaning season?
No.
No.
They started with episode 1.
No, they started
with
episode 1.
She only missed the first episode and she thought, well, shoot, I can't watch any of it.
Yeah.
But that's when it was up for free and now she has to buy it.
Oh,
and
I don't care.
I will buy it. I don't care about spending money.
You will love it.
Callie, Liz wants to know what the name of the show is.
Which
in Houston.
Ho. Oh, I believe it's House of Ho. I'm going to double check that. It's on
HBO. Disclaimer.
HBO Max.
I mean, that sounds really bad.
I think we like Yellowstone so much because, like, we love to see, like, a man working with their hands.
Yes.
Yep. House of Ho.
And now Reagan's on all that. He loves the Yellowstone look.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Cowboy boots.
That's his Reagan.
Yes, House of Ho on HBO Max.
Great. I want to be Beth Dutton. I think there's a problem. I want to be Beth Dutton. I want to be...
Erica Jane.
Well, that's true.
I want to be from Scandal.
Olivia.
And I want to be from The Undoing.
The lawyer lady.
What is her name? I have to... Because her name doesn't like match who she is.
Okay, if you could be one fictional...
Gosh.
What?
This is so hard.
I've been and asking questions all
well,
day.
Well, Erica Jane's not fictional, though. No, that's she's who I real would life. Pick. I would pick
Erica
her.
Jane is fictional, honey.
Oh, okay.
Erica Girardi.
Girardi.
No, there's no L in there.
There's no L.
What is happening?
Girardi.
Yes.
Okay, well, I would be both of hers.
I would be Beth Dutton all day.
I would be Erica Jane and Erica.
You can choose one Samantha.
But she's one person. No,
it's her alter ego.
I mean, because...
Haley! That's her name? Her name's Haley.
Oh, I'll remember that.
Yeah.
Is that her character name or her real name?
It's her character name, because I thought, that doesn't
Oh, that's right, because the dad says.
Yeah.
Not at all. Her name's Haley Fitzgerald.
Y'all, she's really, really intense.
Fitzgerald, yes. Where's that name from?
I should want to be more like Scandal? Someone in the Bridgertons.
No, because it's Fitz. They call him Fitz.
Oh, Fitz. Yeah. Yes, I'm like,
Fitz.
Where's that name
Don't get Robbie
from?
Started
yes.
on Fitz.
She you loves oh, Fitz.
Yeah. I'm pro Fitz.
She was Fitz. We were Jake.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, no.
No.
I liked Fitz.
We were Fitz. Team Jake.
He has
Fitz
no.
was drama. People, I love you. I don't
Jake's
love
not
you.
Drama.
Here's my why.
Jake was
like, dude.
Deceitful.
I know, but
oh,
he was
whatever.
Hot.
He wasn't married.
Yeah, he was
I don't care.
Hot.
He was cute.
They were both hot to me.
He was cute.
And then he put on his uniform, and I thought, oh, obviously I like a man in a uniform. That's
where
I'm
going. Samantha, don't choke.
You
okay?
You do like a man in uniform.
Obviously.
I spit out my water. Sorry.
Okay, I do have a question, switching gears. Okay. It is January of a new year. Let's talk about diets.
Oh,
let's talk about diets. Is anybody doing a diet, or are you just saying, I'm going to wise up and make better decisions? You just had a baby.
Yeah,
well, you just brought a bag of M&M's to work today.
That is true.
I brought a salad.
Yeah. You did bring a salad.
Yep.
What are we doing? Y'all talk.
I think I'm
We all need a light body.
I'm going to get skinny.
No,
like,
a wedding body.
Not skinny.
A wedding body,
body. Yes.
Well, but lake will come before wedding.
No, not if we're...
Yes, it will. Next month.
If we get it
our
way.
If we have our way.
We can't do the ranch in April.
Yeah.
Who owns that stupid ranch anyway?
I know, they're
ridiculous
horrible people.
Horrible people. So selfish that they want to sell it.
Well, we want my lake house... is on the market right now.
Yeah.
And that lake house is ours.
It's not about you, Samantha.
Moss? Mm-hmm. Where?
I'll show you pictures.
You gotta act like you don't care. Oh. It's not about you, Samantha.
Well.
It's about Haley and Reagan.
Okay, that's true. Their wedding is about them, for sure.
At your ranch.
Okay.
She'll be like, Travis, take it off the market.
Take it off the market. No, that's his number one goal right now, is selling.
Okay. But, so, if we think the wedding will be in August, we need a lake body first that will lead into a wedding body.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start doing keto. Hop on the keto
bandwagon.
I don't know how to do that.
I did.
You have to get those cookbooks I sent you.
Oh, I have to read a book to do it?
No.
Cookbook same
girl,
with a
same.
Recipe.
No.
Like, that
it just has
so
recipes.
Much work.
No.
It just has recipes in it. So it has keto.
Like, as much work as reading
day.
Your own book?
Yeah. No, there's a whole nother book.
No.
Actually, I'm not even editing my book. I'm just reading the final version.
I was going
to
say.
Hold on today. Let me tell the story so I can paint the scene. Okay. Samantha is working from our office today, and she is working on her book. And she stopped and she goes, God, do I have to read this whole book?
I said.
It's so long.
I think
my book is too long. And Danielle, who was my editor, goes, I don't think so. And I was like, well, I'm on page 3. I have so much more to read.
I've been writing all these page numbers.
And that just
so
feels
long.
Like a lot. And she was like, just put the vital approval on it. And I was like, okay.
No, you don't have to read a book to do keto. I loved keto, to be quite honest.
Yeah. We do keto for our kids.
It was a game changer for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
fantastic.
Cutting out carbs.
Breads. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not carbs.
A high protein, high fat.
Not carbs, yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
You have to be careful to say no carbs because everybody's like, wah!
Yeah.
No, it's
I
not the Atkins
no
diet.
Bread. And I love bread.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter, I
yes.
could live
yes.
awesome.
But you
same.
Make a 90
biscuits.
Second bread.
Same.
And
put
it
a
is
little
phenomenal.
Yeah, we do that.
On it and
mm-hmm.
I can lick
Wait,
it.
Like tonight, I'm making this chicken, broccoli, mushroom, Alfredo bowl thing, and my kids love it.
And you would never know it doesn't have pasta.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Okay. Well,
chicken bacon ranch, a Cobb salad.
I mean, Cheyenne
wedge.
She has access to my cookbooks.
Okay. She can meal prep me stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's honestly, I'm not following any diet. What I learned last year was eat every 3 hours.
Yes.
It changes how I feel.
I mean, you eat like a baby eats.
Yeah, you're supposed to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every 3 hours.
Because it ups your metabolism.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time.
Why did we stop doing that?
We get busy. I mean, think of how long we look up and we're like, it's 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But or every 3 hours.
I haven't drank water today.
Like, I'm kind of hungry now, actually.
I am pecking because we ate so well.
I love snacks. I always love snacks.
You do. You always show up with snacks.
So I'm trying to have healthy snacks prepared.
That's what I'm doing. Eat every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out breads and pastas. And I mean, if I'm going to go to Moss Lake Burger Joint and I'm going to order a cheeseburger, I'm going to take my buns off because I'd rather have the tater tots.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Substitutions.
Yes. I'm not going to be obsessive, but I'm going to substitute. I'm going to make better substitutions.
I like buns.
Oh, boy.
And french fries and tater tots.
All of them.
If you've ever gone anywhere with Samantha, but she gets all the things.
Y'all, do you know how much sugar and carbs ketchup has in it?
I don't eat ketchup.
What about ranch?
Ranch, you can have as much as you want.
Yeah.
Really?
Keto is high ranch. You put ranch on everything. Ranch, mayo, butter.
I love it.
Oh, good. Ranch, yes. Ranch is no carbs. Ketchup is. And
it's because it's full of sugar.
Yes.
Full of it.
When I learned little things like that that you learn, I stopped eating ketchup except for last night when I had my fried catfish and taters and tartar sauce because it goes together. But literally you substitute ketchup, put ranch in the place. Mm-hmm. Little things like that is what I want to continue to do. A wedge salad is the best salad, least amount of calories, great amount of fat. Well, people eliminate fat. Or just general.
Yeah, because it has bacon, it has
blue cheese.
So it's healthier than that salad we had today?
No, because that had a good dressing.
Oh,
But what happens is the Olive Garden dressing is high fat. So many people, have you guys watched?
You want high fat.
I want high fat.
You want high fat.
All right.
That's where our energy comes from.
Sorry, I need to take notes.
What's the keto show on Netflix that rocked our world?
The Magic Pill?
That one.
Oh, yes.
Go watch that and you'll...
What's the McDonald's show?
No, that's not it.
The one where they eat
I understand, but that's not what we're talking about.
Supersize me.
But if you go watch the Magic Pill, the keto one, you realize all the American Heart Association and ever since they started saying no fat, people's cholesterol went through the roof and the amount of tumors that grow because they're fed by carbs and
sugar.
And sugar. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Well, that's what they say the number one addiction is now.
Sugar.
Absolutely.
Sugar.
Well, it's me.
Hidden in things.
Yes. Hidden in things.
Well,
I did see a very funny meme, speaking of ranch, that said, chicken tenders, you mean ranch shovels?
I saw
ranch shovels.
Good. That's me. That is me.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt.
That is me. I'm a dipper, man.
I am not a dipper. Like on a different level.
On a different level.
Like at Chick-fil-A, say, can you, if I'm thinking, okay, I'm watching what I'm eat, do you want sauce? And I say, no sauce.
Yeah.
Their ranch is the best.
When they changed their ranch like a year ago.
Chick-fil-A sauce is your favorite. What did they change?
They changed their ranch recipe maybe like a year or so ago.
I didn't know that.
And it's not my favorite anymore.
Oh. You're in it.
Chili's has like a really very good ranch.
Chili's ranch, I could literally drink.
I know. It's the
like,
best.
Drink.
Really?
Yeah, it is really good.
Really?
It's very so good.
Yes.
You're
the country
not
club
from
has
Garland.
The
That's
best.
How I feel
if you
about
were from Garland. You would know that.
It's, I don't know. That.
377.
Earl's has really good
Earl's.
Dressing.
They make it
ranch,
but it's thick.
It's very
yes.
thick.
Oh my!
And I am not a ranch.
Their
person.
Ranch and their ranch Caesar, is like their dressing.
Their Caesar
there.
Salad is
so good.
Their Caesar salad is good. I like.
And I don't do.
I know. Can we go?
I don't do
I like
salad,
their Italian
but
mom.
I like
their
salad.
Their salad is good.
You know what the best is?
What?
Carrie Goldblatt.
Oh, yeah. And you can put that all on everything for keto.
And now they have it like in all sorts of different ways. They used to just be the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you guys go, seriously go watch I was going to say weed the people. Go watch that one too.
Magic pill keto.
Yeah, man.
But the cookbook, it has like pink cakes. It has all sorts of fun stuff. I'm going to make their peanut butter bombs.
But here's the thing. So let's think about keto. Let me introduce you guys to something. Like last night when we went to that restaurant, if you have jalapeno poppers, that's keto.
Because it's cream cheese.
It's jalapenos, cream cheese, chicken.
It's fried, isn't it?
No, well, they're baked.
If you substitute, like, they'll tell you to substitute with flaxseed and different things that make it crispy and still have flavor.
Huh.
Or, like, there was something else I used for a crunch and it was really good. I can't remember.
I just bake them.
Yeah.
I love to bake them.
Those crunchy onion things?
Stuff like that is keto.
No, that's not keto. I love you, though. Okay.
The only thing, and I did this because Reagan helped me do... which I need to get back on it, is intermittent fasting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I did that after I had Kate, and then keto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I lost my weight. The only thing I can't, like, I don't, like, don't mess with my coffee.
But you can have, keto coffee.
No, I don't want keto coffee.
Oh, you just want coffee.
I want my coffee, Danielle.
You like coffee with your creamer? I get it.
I do. I like coffee.
My coffee's not the same as
I can drink like just butter in your coffee.
I don't give me hippie creamers with that's...
What exactly is hippie creamers, Callie?
Ask Robbie.
That's this one.
That's Robbie.
Hippie creamers.
It's like hemp creamers. It's...
Callie and I made a pact after Napa. That we would never travel without bringing our own coffee cream.
Yes. Why? What did I do?
You?
I don't know.
You're like, look at this one. Here, we have this one and this one. I'm like, I just want like.
You like the Ripple pea milk one?
No.
Oh, that's what
like,
I have right now.
No.
Vanilla? Just give
no,
me.
She
no,
she gets like the.
Just give me like regular creamer. Just give me like.
Yeah, I have right now half and half pea milk. Plant-based.
No!
But it has the most fat in it.
I know.
But it's high fat. So
like high fat.
She did bulletproof coffee.
Uh-huh. Kerrygold like, butter, baby.
I tried it and I actually want to
try what that is.
Your bulletproof or coffee with the mocha was really good.
I could eat
Kerrygold
butter like...
By the stick.
By the stick.
Or intermittent fasting. Reagan said, okay, you have to do black coffee.
Nope.
Okay, but hold on. You should talk to Cheyenne about intermittent fasting. We just had this talk. She said, like, she did a whole bunch of research.
She didn't, I think she didn't do, what did she say she didn't do good on? I loved it.
I can't do intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Just like anything.
It messed up my hormones really bad.
Loved it.
But there's a lot of people who've had great results.
Yeah, I loved you.
Well, Melanie Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
She's lost almost 50 pounds or 40
what?
Pounds.
Wow.
Or
I'll do it if I lose 50 pounds.
I mean, wait. I could have just made that up.
Like, if I lost 50 pounds, I want you to be able to just flick me like that and go tumbling. Like, that's my goal.
Okay.
Just dink.
Dink.
Okay.
Well,
so back to fasting.
Okay. So, check with your doctor before you do anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're 37 minutes in.
Oh, we got to go. Let's go.
Oh, where are we going?
So we're watching our shows and we're eating.
Again, we are your guide for all the new TV shows.
Covered some topics, y'all.
We did.
Yes, we did.
We totally rock. Did we miss anything in our comments? All of our beautiful little
telling
YouTube
us all
livers.
The things that they love.
There you go.
We all just got really quiet.
We're just staring at the screen.
Oh, and we're still in our podcast.
Oh my gosh. Karen, you're right. Chewy's has the best jalapeno ranch.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Y'all, and I'll tell you, if you do keto, always go eat Mexican restaurants.
Yes. Why?
Get the fried avocado at Chewy's.
I've never had that.
It's only a special on a random day like Wednesday or something.
Is it that today?
What is today?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh.
But it is so good.
Thanks for teasing us, Danielle.
Yeah,
I'll go there tomorrow.
But tomorrow's Wednesday.
But
now
you can
get there and it's not Wednesday. I apologize.
Maybe we'll check.
Maybe call ahead.
We're all like, hi. We want the fried avocado.
Yeah,
that sounds delish.
But it's easy to eat Mexican food and it's easy to eat like at a burger place, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah,
true.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this thing up. We've been here 40 minutes. To all of our YouTube livers, thank you so much for watching. I want to say this. Please remember that we are going to launch our show, The Weed Wives, with featuring...
Haley Baxter.
aka Paige.
Yeah. Samantha Baird.
Robbie Page. And Melissa Jeffreyon. Mm-hmm. And another friend of ours that we will be released to tell your name when we're ready. Yeah. However, but we can't do it on YouTube Live. We need your help. Mm-hmm. We need 1,000 subscribers to my YouTube channel so that we can join YouTube Live Mobile. Right now, what you can't see, those of you watching us, is we have our huge iMac set up right now because we can't just do it from the phone. But once we can do it from the phone, then we launch our Weed Wives on our YouTube channel. So that being said, please subscribe. Have your husband subscribe, your children, your grandma, your aunt, your friends. All the things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're fun.
We're fun.
And you get a notification when we go live.
I mean, we think we're
all
fun.
All the things.
Be sure if you have it, text me 940-242-5443. And we will be sure to let you know when we go live. Today's a bonus round. But thanks for joining us, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So on behalf of?
Haley Baxter.
Callie Atwood.
Samantha Baird.
Danielle Perkins.
Melissa Jeffreyon.
And Robbie Page. Thanks for joining us today. You can find all of us on social media at the exact same names that we just shared with you guys on Instagram or Facebook. And for all the faves, go to robbiepage.com. I'll never let you down.
Yep.
Peace out, everyone. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye, everyone.